Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts in front of the plate. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouwhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brouwhart moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brouwhart scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a line drive towards third. Howell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy juggles the ball. That's an error on Pappy. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summers strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brouillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. 2 outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. 1 out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brouhard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappy hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilcox, and towards Trammell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saucier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brouillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-3 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with fingers covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.